Hi, Joanna. It's Monica. So I tried calling
you. Know what happened?
I tried
to call that number back. It was on my phone, but I didn't get nobody.
Yeah, same here. It's like they say that they're updating their phone system and there might be delays, but nobody, it doesn't even ring or anything on my end.
Yeah, I don't know. I called that number back that you called me from, and it just said, no one can help you at this moment or something like that.
Yeah, it doesn't, and I'm trying to call back the main number that I called, and I get the runaround. They're always transferring me over. Doesn't seem we're going to get anywhere. What I can do is I can just schedule you another appointment to get your TV test done.
Okay.
And everything will be just, you know, prepaid in advance so you wouldn't have to spend anything. Let me just take a look at what locations I have available.
Well, we have a Quest Diagnostic only about a mile from us. That's Quest Diagnostic in Exeter, PA.
All right, let me see. What's the zip code?
19606. Oh, tell me it's hanging up now.
I think so.
Did it hang up again?
Well, stop messing with your button.
Oh, there it is. I didn't hang up. Sorry. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, I thought it hung up again.
No, I'm here. I'm just trying to see. I don't see that Quest pulling up on my end here.
Oh, well, whatever. I mean, you can go wherever close to us. But I think usually they need appointments, correct?
Yeah. The only location that I'm pulling up is LabCorp, and it's at 2240 Ridgewood Road at Reading, PA.
Oh, that's over in Wyomissing. Yeah, okay. I think I know where it is.
So, yeah, it says it's Suite 102. They have appointments for Monday. Are you available to go in on Monday?
Monday is what? Yeah, I have nothing. But it has to be in the afternoon because Jolene goes to school, and she won't be able to go until after 2 o'clock.
The only thing after 2 I have is 2:15, which is the latest. I'm assuming because they probably close after that.
Right. Okay, well, if you can set it up for 2:15, the three of us, and if you could send me the address, I would appreciate that.
All right, so I can set up, I don't think I can set up each one of them at 2:15. They have to be different times, but you can set them up at 2:15. So I'll set up your appointment first, and then I'll set up the appointment for Jolene.
Jolene, yes. Haley.
And Haley, yes. Okay.
You just might have to be in school early.
All right, I'll go ahead and set it up. And Joanne, I did see that you completed part of your application, but your application is not fully completed. It seems like you're missing a couple of signatures on your application.
Oh.
You want me to email you the link for your application and then you just complete it on your end?
Yeah, because I thought I did it all. I know I did the W-4 form, which I was wondering. I wanted $15 taken out and claim zero, and I'm not sure if I did it right. Because I get Social Security also.
Uh-huh.
I'm retired. And they never take enough taxes. Last year I wound up paying money in. So I don't want to have to do that.
Oh, I see. Let me take a look and see.
Because I never understand that, right? It says if you have other income, but then it says a job, but I don't have another job.
Mm-hmm.
But I do get Social Security.
Okay, let's look at your W-2 form. Let's see. I'm sorry, W-4 form. Okay. Yeah, you did it correct. You put extra withholdings, which is $15 each pay period. You want additional to be taken off. That's correct.
Right.
Yeah.
And now I claim zero, correct?
Yeah, zero. There's no dependents. You selected married, filing jointly, or qualifying surviving spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's fine.
Okay. Haley's gonna get. She's working her other job. She has another job too, so she's gonna have to do something with hers. I don't know what she wants to do, but anyhow, she can't do her stuff till Monday. She's gonna do it Monday at the house when she comes.
Yes, yes. I spoke to her earlier today. That's perfect. Now, Joanne, I do need you to send me your IDs. Is it possible for you to text that over to me?
I thought I did text it to, maybe I texted to Dina. Because she sent me an email saying she got it.
Oh, let me take a look. Maybe she forwarded the email to me. Give me one moment.
It was my Social Security card, my license, and my Medicare card, front and back.
Yeah, I got it here. She sent it to me.
Okay.
Perfect. So I have your ID, your social. All right, let's see if there's anything else that you're missing besides that.
What is it?
I think something with a 2-year, I think I have my old license yet. I'll have to look. I didn't find it yet, but I think I have that. I can use that for the address.
And then, let me see, did you complete your direct deposit form? I don't see that that's in here. Yes.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Joanne Watkins. No. Do you want me to resend you the link for the direct deposit?
If you could, please.
Yep, I'll resend it over to you right now.
Jolene, did you get that?
What?
Direct deposit thing?
Yeah.
Oh, she got hers. I don't remember seeing it. Computer illiterate, you know. So.
It's okay, don't worry. I just resent you the link right now, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
and then as far as when I'm going to look later today, we're out right now. We're taking Linda out to get lunch and stuff. But anyhow, I will look for that old license or something with showing I've been living there for 2 years. I mean, I've been there 9 years almost, but still. Due to pay the, direct deposit thing. I will do that today sometime.
All right, sounds great. Thank you so much. And I'll send you over the confirmation for your appointment. I'll send Haley's confirmation, and I'll send Jolene's confirmation as well, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Awesome. My pleasure, Joanne. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.